in great detail. Literally tens of millions of dollars have been spent studying them. Pyruvate, which is the fuel that drives the Krebs cycle. The Krebs cycle is the energy burning cycle you find in every cell of your body. And the nice thing about pyruvate, it takes a couple of weeks for it to kind of really kick in and be working at top rates. But when you're watching TV, you're sleeping, no matter what you're doing, you're eating dinner, it's still burning off calories, both carbohydrate and fat calories. The chromium picolinate is legendary. Dancers and bodybuilders love chromium picolinate because it specifically burns off subcutaneous fat and is patented by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And then the chitosan, which is a fat blocker, it's made from a shrimp shell flour that actually binds onto the saturated fat in your diet. And by taking three or four of these Ultimate Resolution capsules 15 minutes before a meal with a half glass of water, and doing all the other things you're going to need to do for the ferret fat pack and the dietary program, you're going to lose weight. If you do everything you're supposed to, you will lose weight.
Well, Dr. Wallach, they just did release a new prescription medicine, Zinical, for that, and you're going to spend $130, $140 for that, just for that one product alone.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? And of course, the Ultimate Resolution, it'll do a much better job.
Sure will.
With a lot less side effects. Mm-hmm. Well, how dangerous are some of the side effects with the normal pharmaceutical drugs?
In general, side effects of pharmaceuticals, and I'm sure Don can give more on this, but according to the U.S. News and World Report, January of 1994, they said 154,000 Americans are killed each year in hospitals alone as a result of polypharmacy. That's where doctors will prescribe two or three or four different drugs at the same time. They kind of don't mix well together, and they kill the patient. According to Ralph Nader, Sidney Wolfe, Harvard Medical School, the Center for Disease Control, totally, doctors inflict 3.5 million casualties each year on Americans in hospitals alone. 3.5 million casualties, and a great part of that is the pharmaceuticals. Now I'll throw that one back to Donna.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if anybody took a medicine, asked a pharmacist for a package insert, you pull it out and it falls to the floor, and you look at it and you look at all the side effects and you say, my gosh, I don't think I want to take this. I mean, there's a lot of side effects to all the medicines. There's just endless. And the little sheets that we hand out only list the more common ones, and they're usually not very many, but some of the drugs, Meridia is a diet product. It has a long list of side effects. I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't let my wife take it.
Well, speaking of pharmaceutical drugs and trying to wean off those, what's the best way to wean off the products? If somebody starts to take the pig pack and take the other products from American Longevity, do they just go cold turkey off their medication?
No, you would never cold turkey off any medication. The two easiest types of medications to wean off of are ones for high blood pressure and diabetes, because you can personally monitor your blood pressure and your diabetes blood sugar levels at home. People have been taught how to adjust their diabetes medication. If their blood sugar starts dropping, you adjust your medication down. You don't need to run to your doctor four times a day and say, well, what do I do now? You've been taught how to do that. And so I tell people, just base your weaning schedule on what your blood sugar says. The same way with your blood pressure medication. If you learn how to take your own blood pressure, I'd start recording it. And after 90 days of being on the pig pack, you want to... if you're strong enough emotionally and you want to take charge and do it yourself. If you're not, I'd ask a pharmacist or doctor for a weaning schedule. But basically what you do is cut your medication by, say, 25% for a couple of weeks, keep taking your blood pressure, and if the blood pressure doesn't go back up, cut another 25% for 2 weeks. And if it doesn't go back up, cut another 25%. So it's going to take you a couple of months to wean off of that medication. If you ever reach a plateau where your blood pressure either does not go down or goes up, then you may want to stay at that point for a while before you try dropping it.
Well, we'd like to thank you both for being here today.
Always good to spend time with you.
I hope you've enjoyed the product tape on American Longevity's product line. If you're new and would like to sign up for products or have further questions, please refer to the tape cover. The name and the phone number of the American Longevity associate that gave you this tape should be listed there. Good luck, and like Dr. Wallach says, God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.